It's because West Nile virus is largely carried by a breed of mosquito called the Culex. There are more than 50 different varieties of mosquitoes in Wisconsin, and most of them live in wetlands. This summer's dry weather has cut down on most mosquitoes, but not the Culex. Jennifer Meese is a scientist at the Marshfield Clinic. She says that's because the Culex isn't as affected by dry weather and actually prefers to breed in man-made surroundings.
They're well adapted to human habitats, artificially created habitats, such as tires and other artificial containers in backyards, as well as stormwater catch basins. And therefore, the risk of West Nile is potentially higher because the right kinds of mosquitoes are present in abundance.
West Nile virus hits birds and horses the worst. The risk of people contracting West Nile is very low. Only 1% of infected people get seriously ill. There are no reported human cases of West Nile in Wisconsin so far this year, but 109 cases have been reported throughout the country. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.